Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
For so long, how this thing could go wrong. It seems to me that we are both the same, playing the same game. But as darkness falls, this true love falls apart into a riddle of her heart. She's so vulnerable, like China in my hands. She's so vulnerable, and I don't understand. I could never hurt the one I love. She's all I got, but she's so vulnerable. Oh, so vulnerable. Days like these, no one should be alone. No heart should hide away. Her touch is gently conquering my mind. There's nothing words can say. She's colored all the secrets of my soul. I've whispered all my dreams. But just as nighttime falls, this vision falls apart into a riddle of her heart. Yeah, she's so vulnerable.
Hey lovelies, welcome to the very first episode of Unclouded. I'm your host Samba, and this is all about the real unfiltered sides of relationship, the good, the bad, and the messy. The stuff people are usually too scared to talk about out loud. Don't forget, I'm not a therapist. I'm just someone who have been through it, and I know I'm not the only one out there. So this space is for honest conversation, anonymous stories, and just keeping it real about love, dating, heartbreak, and everything in between. So let's get into it. Let us all stop pretending like relationship is all about picture perfect. No, it's not. It's not at all. If you're tired of highlight reel and just want the truth, you are in the right place. Radio Africana, Unclouded, and I'm your host, Samba. And let's go on a break before we go into the real topic of the day, which is vulnerability.
If I gave you every piece of me, I know that you could drop it. Give you the chance, I know that you could take advantage, but you got it. If I open my mind to you, I know that you could lock it. Throw away the key, keep it down forever in your pocket.
Cross my finish line, then what you wanna make it?
I'll stay vulnerable. I'll stay vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back to Unclouded. I'm still your old Samba. Unclouded is where the filters come off and the real conversations begin. No script, no mask, no fluff. Just unfiltered stories, raw perspectives, and unapologetic honesty. I'm your host, Samba, and each every week we dig beneath the surface, uncover the real thing. Let's talk about what is real. So strip away the noise and just let's deal with it, real and real. Today we'll be talking about weaponized vulnerability, but before we go into that, what is being vulnerable in a relationship? In a relationship, being vulnerable means openly sharing the true self, including emotions, thoughts, and experiences with your partner, even if it involves a risk of judgment or rejection, because being vulnerable too can cause problems. Yeah, your man can leave you because you're being vulnerable. I'm telling you, because most people don't like, you know, you being yourself. Sometimes a man wants you to be what they want you to be. And sometimes a woman wants you to be what they want you to be. They already have a picture of the man. People in relationship now don't really believe in be you. They want you to be exactly what they want you, what they've pictured in their mind, which is not really good in a relationship. I mean, it's also about letting your guard down and allowing your partner to see the real you, fostering deeper connection and intimacy. So let's talk about let's go into the detailed, you know, aspect of vulnerability. There is emotional openness, there is honesty, there is acceptance of imperfections, there is risk taking, trust and intimacy. But now the question is the truth about weaponized vulnerability. How are you using your vulnerability? Are you using it for good or for bad? Because most of us, we use it the way it suits us. You know, we talk a lot about vulnerability, about being honest, being open, taking off the mask, letting someone still see the real us. But here is what we don't talk about. Sometimes that openness isn't connection, it's control. Sometimes we're not being vulnerable, we're just being strategic. Sometimes we use the pain to win the argument. We are crying to shift the power in the room. Sometimes we are confessing something raw, but deep down is not being seen. It's about not being blamed. And once again, this is Uncluttered. And this is our first episode. And every Sunday, we'll be bringing you different kind of topic. You can text us. You can call us on 0161-222-960. Or you can call or text us on WhatsApp 0744-881-1570. I'll say it again. On WhatsApp, you can call or send a message 0744-881-1570. And I'm still your host, Samba. So let's go deep into it. Sometimes we use vulnerability to avoid accountability. Like, I was going through something, you know, my trauma, I couldn't help it, you know. I used to say that a lot. This is from someone's story. You know, I'd explain, you know, my trauma, I couldn't help it, you know. I'd explain away harmful behavior just by pointing to pain, childhood wounds, stress, and triggers. And sure, all this thing was real. The pain was real, but usually most people use it as a pass, like a free card. Pain doesn't erase responsibility. When we bring up our trauma to shut down conversation, we're not being vulnerable. We're dodging the mirror, you know. Have you ever used your story to shut someone else up? I'm talking to you, yes, you. Have you ever done that? You can text me on WhatsApp. And again, there's another thing. We use it to gain sympathy. I've already been through so much. How could you say that to me? You know, we create an emotional stage where, you know, any boundary feels cruel. We don't wait. I mean, we don't do it for love. We don't want love. We want immunity, just to avoid the situation. So that is what I'm saying about vulnerability being good, and at the same time, some use it to their advantage to avoid issues, you know, to dodge the bullet. So how are you using yours? You want to talk about it? Just send us a message on WhatsApp, or you call on WhatsApp 0744-881-1570. So another thing that we do when we talk about, you know, vulnerability, you know, it is unfair, you know, to use, you know, past trauma, what we've gone through in the past, you know, to use it against our partners. We all, we've been through a lot in life, you know. Being vulnerable, you know, can be used in many, many ways. You know, sharing your past trauma or difficult experience, expressing fear or insecurity about relationship, admitting, you know, mistakes and apologizing, I mean, sincerely. I mean, that is example of vulnerable actions. Telling your partner you love them, being open about your needs and desire. All these things, they are very, very good in a relationship. But the person that you're doing this with, is that person appreciating it? Or is it creating fear to that person? Because it's so shocking. If you love somebody too much and you tell them you love them, I don't know why it scares some people. I mean, is it supposed to be scary when you're being vulnerable? When you tell a man how much, or a woman how much you love them, when you show them how much you love, how you want to care for them, be there for them, it scares some people away. I've had that experience. That is why, you know, I made it, you know, a topic, because I didn't understand at first. I mean, somebody telling me, oh, I'm very vulnerable. Because of that, you know, we can't be together. It sounded weird to me. But when I went back to, you know, look at it, to check it out, and this one is coming from the angle, like, you know, I had a best friend for a husband. You understand? And coming from that is always difficult when you go into new relationships. My late husband was my best friend. As in, when I say my best friend, we talk about everything. We joke a lot. We play a lot. We say things to each other. We tell things to each other. We don't hide anything. Now, after he died, you know, I decided to go into another relationship after some years. And in that situation, it can be very, very hard. Because you expect the next person you're gonna date to be like him, which is quite difficult, but you wouldn't know. Because you find yourself talking so much about your past relationship or your late husband or your ex-boyfriend in a new relationship. And that is also part of being vulnerable. Now it depends on who you're dealing with. Maybe the person, if that person really loves you, that person will help you, you know, to go through it and get you out of it. When somebody is saying that to you, the person needs love. The person needs a kind of protection, you know. And all you can do to help that person is to just reassure that person that it's going to be okay. Because you understand this person is going through a lot at the moment. And he or she is trying to go into a new relationship with you. So if you cannot help that person to deal with it, I mean, what is the point? Is it that you're just interested in the good part of the relationship? You're not interested in where the person is coming from. So how do you know where the person is going to? So my question is, how are you using your vulnerability? How are you dealing with it? Are you using it the right way? Are you using it the wrong way? So I want you to take a deep breath and think about it and send me a message. When have you used your vulnerability to suit yourself? When have you used your vulnerability to cheat on your partner? When have you used your vulnerability to avoid conflict or to avoid, you know, answering, you know, to whatever you have done wrong? I'll leave you with that, and we're gonna go on another short break. I'm your host, Samba.
It's just me in this empty room, talking to shadows chasing the moon. Echoes of laughter that used to be, now it's silence keeping me company. I still set two plates though you're not here. Pour two cups and fight the tears. The memories sit across from me, whispering things I can't set free. It's just me holding on to the past, wishing time didn't move so fast. It's just me in a world we made, trying not to let it fade in. You're gone but you still stay in the quiet parts of my day. It's just me. Your memory, the songs we love still play at night. I hum along to feel alright. The bed's too big, the light's too low, but I still wait like you'll show. It's just me dancing with your ghost, missing the things I needed most. It's just me and the words unsaid, echoing loud inside my head. You're gone but not completely, gone but not completely. It's just Keep pretending you walk through the door, but each heartbeat knows the score. Still I hold on hopelessly to the dream that used to be. It's just me, but you're everywhere, in the breeze, in the midnight air. It's just me, but I still believe love like ours will never leave. You're gone, but I still see. It's just me, still loving you endlessly. Wasn't falling, kept my heart behind a wall. But then you touched me, now I'm burning, crumbling like I lost it all. I tried to run,
this is Radio Africana.
You pull me in every time. Your love's a fire, wild and high, and I can't breathe, but I'm alive. It's like a heart attack. Take my breath, every touch is life or death. You got me racing, losing control. Can't fight this feeling, I'm letting go. Danger, feel the rush, but I still crave your reckless touch. You're the poison, you're the cure, and I keep coming back for more. I should escape, I should be free, but you're a storm inside of me. No way out, no way to stop. You love me till my heartbeat drops. It's like a heart attack. You take my breath, every touch is life or death. You got me racing, losing control. Can't fight this feeling, I'm letting.
Hello lovelies, welcome back to Unclouded. I'm your host Samba, and this is the first episode. We're still talking about vulnerability. How are you using yours? You know one thing again, a lot of people use their vulnerability to gain sympathy. Like saying, oh, I've been through a lot. How could you say that to me? You know what I've survived. Don't put that on me. You know? You see, there's no lie about what you've been through. You understand? All this that I'm saying doesn't mean the person is lying. But it is unfair when you use it to gain sympathy. You understand? It sounds more like a plea for empathy, but it's really about guilt. You know, we make the other person feel wrong, which is very, very unfair. It doesn't really make sense when we do that. You know, we have to set boundaries. You know, we need to understand when to use it and when not to use it. When you've done something wrong, just apologize. It's very simple. Just apologize for what you've done wrong. Instead of using, you know, being vulnerable, you know, at the wrong time. You know. So, like I said before, send a message to, you can send a message through WhatsApp on 0744-881-1570. You can also call on WhatsApp. If you're listening from any part of the world, you can call on the landline also, 0161-222-9960. I'm your host, Samba. I'm still waiting to hear from you people. Don't be shy. I mean, this is where we say it the way it is. You don't have to tell me your name. You don't have to tell me where you're calling from or where you're sending your message from. Just, you know, call and let's talk about it. You know, we're here to talk about, you know, vulnerability. And like I said before, I'm not a therapist. I am just someone that wants to share my love story, my experience, what I've been through in this thing called love. Come, let's talk about it. Vulnerability, you know, love is a beautiful thing. Honestly, love is a very, very beautiful thing if you find the right person, if you find somebody that understands you, somebody that listens to you, somebody that cares a lot about your feelings, yeah? Somebody that is ready to go on that journey with you. Somebody you can call a friend. With that kind of a person, being vulnerable won't be a problem. There are some people that are so narcissistic when it comes to being vulnerable. Some people will use it to control you. They use it to be in control of your life, how you live your life. They will even show you all the love you need. But before you realize, you know, they're using vulnerability to tie you down, it might be too late. So you need to know the difference. You know, you need to know when somebody is being serious, when somebody is being apologetic, and when somebody is using vulnerability. There is no big deal in telling your partner you're sorry for doing something. Instead of using excuses, oh, I'm this, I've been through a lot. No, what you've been through does not give you the right to make the other person unhappy. Whatever you've been through, is either you leave it behind or you get a therapist to help you through it, to make your relationship a better one. And one thing about most of us, we don't know when to get help. Honestly, some people will say, oh, why should I have a therapist? Why should I go to a therapist? It helps. Because sometimes your partner might be that kind of a person that doesn't know how to say things to you. Or maybe because they say things to you and you take it the other way around. So it's very hard. But when you get a therapist, it's their job. They know how to get your inner thought out of you. They know how to deal with the issues you're having. If your marriage is having problems, Don't be vulnerable by going to your family members and saying, oh, this is what is going on. My husband is this, my husband is that. Omo, waiting you call your relationship, now waiting then go help you call them. That is to say, how you present your relationship in front of others is the way they will see it. And by the time you want to start carrying the same partner like egg in front of everybody and start saying, oh, the love of my life, they will look at you like an idiot. Because you already portray him or her like a piece of shit in front of everybody. Know when to use your vulnerability. Use it the right way, with the right person, not the wrong people. Deal with it. If you can't deal with it, look for help. And a therapist, not your mother-in-law. And not your father-in-law. Yeah, you know, don't get it wrong. Father-in-laws and mother-in-laws, they are grown-ups, they are adults, they've seen a lot, they've gone through a lot. They can advise us. Don't get it wrong. They can. But when you're talking about expert that knows about relationship, Yeah, sometimes, well, some people, I'm sure some people will tell me, oh, a therapist cannot know that more than our mummies and our daddies and the grandpas and everything. But don't forget that generation to generation, nile aye, which means generation to generation is what we're living in. I heard there's Gen Z. So the way Gen Z's are, the way they are playing their love is different from olden days. It's just like telling your wife to kneel down to serve you. They play in this generation. It's not because the wife doesn't love the husband or the wife doesn't respect the husband, but people don't live past. They will look at you like an idiot. It's just like your friends in your house, you're having a get together and you bring food and you kneel down to serve your husband. I don't even know what to say about that before culture people will start flogging me. But I mean, this is unfiltered. That is why we call it uncluttered. Let's say it the way it is. The grandmothers, they know more than us. But then again, there's one thing. Things are changing. The world is moving. The Gen Z's cannot behave like the, what do they call the old ones? I know Sabi anything. I'm old school. But I know what they are shouting now is the Gen Z. And I don't think I'm in the Gen Z generation. So, you know, let's go to the right people. Let's go to the therapist, the ones that they know how to resolve issues between wife and a husband. Not for wife and husband alone, even for relationship also that is still growing. Use your vulnerability wisely. And for all of you that think being vulnerable is a bad thing, no, it's not. It depends on how you use it. So I'm still waiting for you to tell me your own story. When have you used your vulnerability in a right or wrong way? If you want to talk about to check if you're using it rightly or wrongly, we are here to talk to you about it. We are here to discuss it with you. Okay? So keep, I know you're still thinking because I've not heard from you. So keep thinking about it and we'll be right back. Samba.
Still choose you first. This heart has scars, it won't show, and I'm
Yeah, this is Uncluttered by your girl Samba. We're back again. So let's continue where we paused. Then let's talk about using, you know, vulnerability to shift spotlight. You know, when someone calls you out, we turn around by revealing something personal. Oh, I was just trying my best. I don't mean to hurt you. I'm just broken. Olagbeni, pack yourself together. I mean, pack yourself together. Don't be broken, girl. Don't shift it. Face it. Now, instead of, you know, looking at the harm you caused, you're looking at how hurt you are. It's clever. It's quiet. And you know what? It keeps us from having to look in the mirror. Carry your mirror and look at it, which means face it. Face the reality of what you have done. You know, stop putting up performance. It's not drama. When you're doing something, always have it at the back of your mind that you're going to answer for it. There will be consequences. Surely there will be. So that is when you have to look at the mirror. And you know the problem, you don't want to look at the mirror because you know you are ugly. Because you've done something bad. That is the ugliness, not all facial ugliness. Because you're looking ugly at that time. And that is why you don't want to face the reality. That is why I said this program is unfiltered. No mask. It's the real thing we're talking about. If you can't face it, don't do it. And talking about performance, oversharing, posting trauma like it's a content, or might not be TikTok. It's not TikTok. Saying, I'm just being real. Why staying emotionally unavailable in real life? What's that about? We turn our wounds into brand. Now, wow. And no one gets to see us in real time. Only a retrospect. Omo, that's not intimacy. At all. That is creation. We can do better. We can do better than that. And most time we withhold and call it self-protection. What are you protecting? Then you use silence and stonewalling. We say we are protecting our peace. Which peace? But really, the fact is we are punishing someone. We don't say what we're feeling. And we expect people to understand, to just know. Is she or he a sorcerer? That's a question for you out there. We don't say what we're feeling. And we expect our partner, our husband, our wife to just know, like a miracle worker. And when they can't read our silence, we make them feel like the problem. We make them feel like the problem, and it's so wrong to make anyone feel that way. It is very, very wrong to make people feel that way. Withholding can be just as much as, I mean, can be as much as like a weapon. It's unfair to make people feel guilt that they're not supposed to feel. Now, let me ask you a question out there. Have you ever told a vulnerable story, not to connect, but to gain something from someone? Have you? Have you ever used your pain to protect yourself from consequences of your own behavior? Have you? Have you ever performed debt instead of leaving it? Hello? Can you hear me? Have you? What part of you have you not shared? Not because it's too deep, but because it's too ordinary. And you think it's not enough. This is what Uncladded is all about. Removing the layers, not just the ones that protect us, but the ones that perform for us. Also, sit yourself down, talk to yourself. What exactly are you doing? Being in love with someone. Are you doing it the right way or the wrong way? How are you using your vulnerability? We all want to be seen. We all want to be known. But if we're not careful, we start using our truth to control the truth. Can you hear me? Can I say that again? Or did I whisper? You want to be seen, you want to be known. But if you're not careful, we start using our truth to control the truth. Real vulnerability doesn't force anything at all. That is why they call it vulnerability. Vulnerable. Yes, I like to talk like that sometimes. Real vulnerability doesn't force anything. It doesn't shift blame. It doesn't demand comfort. It is just raw, like uncluttered, unpackaged, honest. Can you see? Can you hear me, rather? That is what uncluttered is all about. It is just is raw, unpackaged, honest. No filters. No manipulation. Ogadi. No manipulation. Auntie. No manipulation at all. No mask. And that is what we're trying to achieve on Unclouded. And I'm still your host, Samba. And I will always be your host. And we're going to come here every Sunday, 8 p.m. I'll be expecting your message. You can still send your message in. And the next one, we will talk about it. If you want to send something for us to discuss, you're free to do so. Send a message on WhatsApp on 0744-881-1570. This is Unclouded. And thanks for listening. Don't go yet. We're not done with you. But we give you another nice music to listen to. Be right there.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to. Anywhere I would have followed you. Something I'm giving up on you. and I am feeling so small. It was over my head. I know nothing at all. And I will stumble and fall. I'm still learning to love, just starting to crawl. Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. Anywhere I would have followed you. Will swallow my pride. You're the one that I love, and I'm saying goodbye.
Yeah, I'm your old Samba. We're back again. That is a very, very lovely song. Say Something, I'm Giving Up on You. That's a song by A Great Big World featuring Christina Aguilera. And, you know, it got me, thinking, you need to talk. You need to talk. Learn to talk to your partner. Learn to have that conversation that the other person is avoiding. Be calm about it. Don't be crazy about it. Nobody listening to someone that is acting mad. You want to talk to your man, you're going to talk to him with respect. You want to talk to your woman, you need to talk to her in a way that she knows you love her and you're trying to work things out. Like I said before, this is the very first episode of Uncluttered. And, you know, we're talking about the truth about relationship, dating, marriage, breakups, healing, real talk, personal story, expert insights, anonymous interviews. You know, we're talking about honest, empathetic, respectful, possibly raw, but that will be past nine. You know, we want to encourage openness on sensitive or taboo topics without judgment or backlash. You know, we want to talk about the real thing, the real deal about relationship. So, if this hits you, send in a 60-second voice note. Just one story, one moment, where you realized you were using vulnerability to control the outcome. You don't have to say your name. Shh, I won't tell. Just say the truth. You know? Don't feel tight. Don't mask it up. Just say it the way it is. And don't forget, we're going to be here every Sunday, 8 p.m. with your girl Samba. And this is Radio Africana. the one radio that gives you the best of the best. So tune in to Radio Africana, afternoon, morning, night, and enjoy the music and enjoy everything is given to you, because you're going to be getting the best. So I'm going to leave you right here tonight. Think about it. Go on and think about it. Think it deep. Are you in love? Or you are in a story? Because some people can tell you story and take you on a journey and you will think you are in love. Don't be sorry for yourself later. Know what you're doing. Talk to your partner. Don't keep things to yourself. Don't ever think they won't understand. Don't ever think, oh, she's stubborn, he's stubborn, he won't listen. You know why that person is not listening? Because you're not saying it the right way. You're not putting it down the right way. You need to respect that man. You need to love and respect that woman. Don't put her in a high chair. And in the middle of the relationship, you give, what did Yoruba call it, akuti? You know? Then you now put her on the mat also. No, you don't do that. If you can't love her for the rest of your life, if you can't love him for the rest of your life, then don't start it. This is where we say the way it is, unapologetic truth. And once again, this is Uncluttered. And I'm your old Samba. See you next week. Bye, lovelies.
you're gonna think he's doing the same thing to you, and vice versa. So immediately, no trust. No trust, no relationship. Nah, there are some of you who like to keep this game going. The big payback, I can get even. Now that's stupid. How can you pay back something you haven't borrowed? So I say, don't get even, get out.
You burned in me at 6 years old.